Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, to Europe now, where there are moves afoot to stop vegetarian and vegan food companies using terms like sausage and burger for their products. There has been a long-running dispute in the EU over this, but so far, efforts to restrict these terms to meat-only products have failed. Let's speak now to Dennis Drennan, President of the ICMSA, and Oisin Coughlan, Public Policy Advisor, and thank you both for joining us. So, Dennis, the European Commission is drafting new rules covering EU-wide agriculture. There's a French MEP who has proposed this amendment, which would ban the plant-based products being labelled with a long list of terms linked to animal products, like the word sausage and burger. Is she right to do that?
Yeah, well, I think, Claire, it's just, I suppose, look, if you look up the Oxford Dictionary and find a definition of what a sausage or a schnitzel or goulash is or whatever, like, I mean, it's certainly not what's being presented by some of these multi-million, billion euro corporations that are trying to sell vegan or vegetarian food. And we've no issue with what anybody eats or what they want to eat or what they don't want to eat. But I think if somebody goes in and we've a centuries-old understanding of what a burger or a sausage or, in other countries, a schnitzel or a frankfurter is, it should remain. And if people want to bring alternative foods onto the marketplace, that's absolutely fine. If people want to eat those foods, that's absolutely fine with us too. But, mm-hmm. you know, don't sell them under the disguise of something that's been understood for centuries.
Right. And what harm does it do, the pork sausage, if something else is called a vegan sausage?
Well, I think it's the word sausage. Like, if you want to call it something, like, the understanding with 99% of people would be that a sausage is a sausage. I mean, if you look up the dictionary, it says it's a, you know, minced pork mixed with spices and you know, presented in a tube-like structure that was originally the intestine of the pig. Now it's obviously more, there's different skins being used because of the volume of sausages that are being sold. But it should be just left there. I mean, this has been challenged all over Europe. It's the same as what happened with the milk, like that. You know, we had oat milk and we had soya milk and we have almond milk, and it was brought that these couldn't be milk because milk is something that comes from mammary glands of a mammal. So, I mean, I feel oats here beside me. I don't see any mammary glands on the oats, so now we call it oat juice, and that's
fair enough. Yeah, and you see that it's an oat drink, isn't it? Is it the same for dairy products? Because we were looking this morning at vegan cheese, and you can't, from what I see from the packaging, you can't really call it cheese, can you?
Well, it shouldn't be called cheese because the EU have come with that directive that it shouldn't be used. And like this has been challenged, and the meat and sausage thing has been challenged in individual European countries. And now it was defeated in court in October 2024. But now there's a common market organisation regulation coming that will happen in mid-July. Mm-hmm. And Selina Mart is looking for this to be brought forward, that these terms are, retained by the original use that they were used
right.
for.
And so saying, as I said, agriculture and meat producers own the words sausage and burger and schnitzel.
Well, not that they own them, but that the consumer expects that if you order a schnitzel, it's going to be veal, you know, battered with breadcrumbs, or if you order a sausage, it's going to be pork meat mm-hmm. with spices, and that's what it's going to be. And it's not going to be some sort of synthetic or vegetarian food that's included. And I said, we have absolutely no objection to anybody eating any of these products.
Yeah, just don't think that you're eating a sausage if it's a vegan thing. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Right. Don't hijack something that's understood by people for centuries.
Oisin, what do you think of all of this?
I think there's a couple of angles to this, but I think I'm genuinely puzzled as to what Dennis or the industry or the MEPs are afraid of, that people be accidentally have a non-meat sausage and then like it so much they won't go back. Like, I don't think there's any threat here. Like, I love sausages, but, and I cook bangers and mash for my kids, but one of my family is a vegetarian and we get Linda McCartney or some of the vegetarian sausage. It says vegetarian.
That's not a sausage. No, Oisin, that's not a sausage, apparently. That's something else.
You or I might like it as much as a pork sausage, but that's how people call it and language evolves. In fact, I went to my supermarket in advance of this item. All the pork sausages actually say pork sausage, and then there'll be, you know, somewhere else in the fridge there, or freezer, there's Linda McCartney vegetarian sausage. So I just think it's a strange move to try to police that language, and I think we need to just trust consumers. Consumers are smart enough to figure this out for themselves and navigate this for themselves. without us or the EU policing it. And
well,
the language evolves.
Yeah, I suppose you've got the big vegan, and they are big, huge companies. They're piggybacking on generations of, yeah, I know, I like that, on generations of marketing and hard work done by meat producers. And as Dennis says, if their products are so good, we'll let them call them something else and see how they fare.
But I mean, I just don't think the language evolves. People are going, this isn't going to work no matter what the EU does. Dennis mentioned the dictionary. It's already moving on. I'm looking at Merriam-Webster, which is a US one, which already has, it says the usual meat ones, and it says also now non-meat link or patty, similar to sausage that is made with various plant-based ingredients. It's like we've been calling vacuum cleaners hoovers for decades. It's just the way that it's going. We have sausage dogs. You know, we talk about the language in a familiar and simple way that makes sense for us.
Well, Dennis used the example of the oat milk, which is now not milk anymore. It can't be called that. It's an oat-based drink.
It can't be called it on the packets that sell in the supermarket, but if you go into any coffee shop, you'll hear people, and it might even say it in the boards, you know, that people are having oat milk lattes or oat. So like I just think the all aspects of food production, to get out there, sell your product based on why people should like it and whether it's good for you and how much you should have of it in moderation, and not try to police what other people. I think people will see through this as a sort of a desperate attempt to defend what we have and to be anti-competitive.
Dennis, what do you say to that?
But I think Oisín is always focusing on that somebody has a positive experience with. Like, so if you would give a child a sausage that's not a sausage, and they have an undesirable reaction to it, that they don't like sausages, well then, you know, you've contaminated the child's image of what a sausage should be. And this is where the problem is. If I go skiing in wherever it is, Austria, Italy, and I have goulash, and I discover that I don't like goulash because it doesn't contain meat, well then I have a bad experience, and it puts me off eating goulash for the future.
Most people are sensible, though, Dennis, aren't they? I mean, they'll know it's the vegan sausage they didn't like, or the pork sausage that they didn't like, not the sausage.
Well, who knows? We're in a very influential time for young people and for children. And I mean, one bad experience can put somebody off something for life. But I think if these products are so good, and as I said from the start here, we've no issue with anybody trying vegetarian, vegan, whatever people want to try and eat. And if they have and enjoy it, that's fine. But like, there's a very specific reason why these multi-billion euro multinational companies are piggybacking, as you say yourself, great pun, you should copyright that, on the great work and the great experience that people have had for centuries. Mm-hmm.
But what about the example that Oisín used there of the oat milk row, and calling it oat drink doesn't work, because people do ask for oat milk, don't they, if they're ordering a coffee?
Yeah, well, I think that's because the cat is out of the bag, for want of a better term on that one, like that people have got used to calling it oat milk. It should never have been allowed to call oat milk, because it's actually not milk. It's a plant-based juice, so it shouldn't have been called milk from day one.
Yeah, but nobody calls it an oat-based drink, do they? They call it oat
milk.
Well,
I think they will eventually, like, but I think this is where things need to be nipped in the bud.
You'll wear
like,
them down eventually.
does it do exactly what it says on the tin? Well, if what's on the outside of the tin is incorrect, it can't do it.
Oisín, go ahead.
I don't think we're going to like convince parents that, you know, don't call the vegetarian alternative to the pork sausage a sausage because you're misleading your children. Like, it's just not going to, that's just not going to happen. In the same way, I went and checked this, was I just misremembering it? McDonald's sell something called a hamburger. But there's no ham in it. So are we going to tell them that they can't call it a hamburger, they have to call it a beef burger? Like, I just think language reflects our informal way we communicate with each other. And like, these things are substitutes for what we thought was milk, or what is milk, or is a substitute for sausage if you don't want dairy, mm-hmm. or if you don't want meat, and that's just what people are going to call it.
But there's precedent for this, isn't there, Oisín? I mean, feta cheese has to be feta cheese. You can't call something else feta cheese. The same with Parmesan, the same with champagne.
Those are geographic, in most cases, they are geographically specific artisan products that need to be protected. I don't think the pork sausage is under threat, apart from maybe a general cultural shift away from eating a little bit less meat and having a more varied diet in Western societies. And I don't think policing language is going to stop that.
Yeah.
And I think it's also unfair to say that the vegan and vegetarian companies are massive out of control companies, and the big agribusiness and livestock businesses all around the world, and the US multinationals that supply McDonald's are somehow only poor family farmers that must be protected from competition from people from Linda McCartney and co, who say vegetarian sausage. That's not going to fly.
Dennis, is the pork sausage under threat?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But what people understand to be a sausage or a burger or a schnitzel, and it's the creep that's happening. Like, I mean, whoever thought that you could have a schnitzel that wasn't made from veal, like or goulash that's not made from minced beef, like. So I mean, these are the problems. Like that, it has to stop somewhere. Like, if these products are as fantastic as Oisín say, and I've no issue if people really enjoy eating them, that's absolutely fine. But why not invent their own names for these products and let them survive on their own back, not piggybacking on other on what has been there for generations?
Did you ever have a vegan sausage, Dennis?
I've actually looked at the packages too. Like, I'm open to eating anything. If you saw me, you'd understand like that. I will eat anything. But when I look at what the ingredients list of a lot of these products, it would certainly put me off as far as the processing that's involved in them and the microprocessing.
All sausages are processed, aren't they?
I love sausages, but I wouldn't read the ingredients of sausages either. I just enjoy them, and I'd be bringing my fish fingers back to complain. Is all I'd say.
Why?
Well, because again, it's like, well, because fish don't have fingers, and like, as in, I think it's just a mad, it's a mad lane to go down to be trying to police how we describe.
All right. Well, listen,
we got
a long way to the point there where we all agree that the fish don't have fingers. Thank you both, Dennis and Usha.